The NBA says it may reconsider holding next year's All-Star Game in Charlotte after a move by the North Carolina legislature. This week it passed a sweeping law that prevents cities from enacting protections for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people. North Carolina is just the latest state to pass a law that effectively allows discrimination against that group. Dominic Holden is the national LGBT reporter for BuzzFeed. Hi, Dominic.
Hi, Peter.
So this law was a reaction to a city ordinance in Charlotte. What does it say?
Essentially, it does three things. The first one is it states that cities cannot have these sorts of protections that are not already authorized by state law. So it overrides that city's authority. So this would mean that a lesbian could be turned away from a restaurant for her sexual orientation. A transgender person could be denied housing.
In a way, it almost sounds like another form of a religious freedom law. Is that safe to say?
It is. It's sort of characteristically different because it doesn't name religion specifically, and it explicitly doesn't say that government can't burden someone's exercise of faith. It simply says that a city cannot have this sort of law on the books. And it also does another thing. It's sort of a hybrid law that they passed in North Carolina. It also addresses transgender people's access to certain restrooms. So it bans transgender people from using restrooms that correspond with their gender identity. The other thing that it does is it addresses public schools. And this may be one of the most legally problematic elements of the bill for the state of North Carolina because it bans transgender students from restrooms that correspond with their gender identity. Mm. Under the Obama administration, the Department of Education has found that violates existing civil rights laws, and they are currently supporting students, including one in the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, which includes North Carolina, to say that the student has a right to use the restroom that corresponds with his gender identity.
Well, now lawmakers in North Carolina and supporters of the state law say that it was about protecting privacy and about keeping sexual predators out of bathrooms. But the question that many people will ask then is it really solving any problems?
Right. I mean, this has become an increasingly popular talking point among critics of LGBT rights. And I think it's important to note that this message has come up sort of at the same time in at least in a greater degree and louder since the U.S. Supreme Court issued its ruling in June of 2015 allowing same-sex marriage in all 50 states.
You think it's a backlash to that?
Well, this is absolutely a backlash. We've seen more legislation concerning LGBT rights in this year's legislative session over last year by far. Religious freedom sorts of bills, there are at least twice as many as there were last year. Mm. And one of the issues that has come up again and again is this issue of what they call men in women's bathrooms. And they consider transgender women to be men, and they characterize them as sex predators or say that these sorts of non-discrimination ordinances would allow people to pose as transgender so that they could sexually prey on women and girls in restrooms.
People who weren't legitimately transgender but who might use this as a loophole to get into a bathroom.
Exactly. The issue with that argument is that this has been tested. There are 17 states with non-discrimination protections for LGBT people on the books. There are more than 200 local jurisdictions with these sorts of rules. And there are no documented cases of a transgender person or someone posing as transgender exploiting this law for nefarious purposes in a restroom.
In fact, Dominic, transgender activists say that it is more dangerous for a transgender woman to use a men's bathroom than the other way around. But I want to get to something else, which is the business community. A number of businesses are speaking out against the North Carolina law. That includes Dow Chemical, PayPal, American Airlines. We mentioned the NBA has said it might reconsider holding next year's All-Star Game in Charlotte in the city. We've seen this before in Indiana, in Arizona, after so-called religious freedom bills passed in those states. The business community stood up and said, we don't want this. And in fact, that went a long way to either have the governor in Arizona veto the law or, in the case of Indiana, to make revisions to the law. Could this end up happening in North Carolina? Will the business voice be powerful enough to actually make any significant changes?
While there were comments from a couple local companies in North Carolina opposing House Bill 2 when it was in this one-day special session, many members of the business community there were silent. I actually reached out to Bank of America, which is based in Charlotte. However, they did not make a comment that day. They came out instead after the bill had already been signed, and they issued a sort of vague statement that said that they oppose discrimination broadly. Mm. So while there's been some pushback after the fact, the truth is that in North Carolina, their opportunity to stop the bill has passed, and it looks like they have limited opportunities for the legislature to reconvene and then repeal a bill that they just passed by such an overwhelming margin.
Well, there have been many states, as we've mentioned, that have passed similar bills or bills inspired by each other here. What states are you watching for next?
So we have a religious freedom bill in Georgia on the governor's desk. There is also a bill in Missouri that would create a constitutional amendment that provides protection for people who are exercising their faith. Many people see this as a blatant attempt to discriminate against LGBT people. Mm-hmm. There are also these bills that ban transgender people from using school restrooms. There was one in South Dakota. After there was outcry about that, the governor vetoed it. There was a bill in Tennessee that looked like it would die but is now apparently coming back. And that would make Tennessee, after North Carolina, the second state to ban transgender students from using restrooms that correspond with their gender identity.
Dominic Holden, national LGBT reporter for BuzzFeed. Thanks very much.
Thank you.